Hello, and welcome to Don't Evolve Meet the Place that Ash catches Pikachu. We don't evolve, we just level up. Here with Pixel Loose, to talk Pluribus. And if you already, you know, are listening to the podcast, I'm doing this again for our video audience on YouTube. We're not really doing a typical episode where we go for what happens with questions. We're just freeballing Pluribus because we're six episodes in. The last one is HDP. Human? I don't even know what it is. John Cena will explain it.
Dude, that was awesome.
It was.
Also, yeah, we're free balling, like, no underwear, gym shorts on the basketball court.
And you can't see anything because, you know what? We're on video camera. No pants, baby. I don't think I could do that because it would just feel too off. I have to go all in or nothing, you know?
You should just show up at the pod. You don't have to take off your pants or anything. You just take off your shirt. It just be sitting, but like, do like have the camera positioned like just enough where you're like, is he naked? And then like shorts on or something. And then just like legs crossed and talk to the guests.
I would be more comfortable that way than wearing a shirt with no pants. Cause I feel like I would just be a small child with like who lost his pants.
Yeah.
All right. Pluribus. I have a lot of thoughts on Pluribus. I want to say I'm really digging this show. One, I didn't think Vix Gilligan, because I didn't really know about his X-File days that much. I knew Breaking Bad. I knew Better Call Saul. So when there was just like, we announced the show with Rhea Seehorn, they were like, it's, you know, they had this, some of the marketing, but they didn't really reveal what it's about. They're like, just watch it. I was thinking maybe, I knew he wasn't going to do, like, a crime type of show, but I was thinking it was going to be more slice of life, you know, that in or out, like, interoutings of, like, humanity. And he did that in a way, but not in a way that I expected. And he released Pluribus, the show about a hive mind, Rick and Morty style. I don't know if you watched Rick and Morty, the episode, but it's very much like, this is the concept he went with, and I hope he watched Rick and Morty. He's like, I want to do a show on that. So I want to just dive into that further.
Honestly, my reactions were, my buddy was like, you haven't watched this yet? We were down visiting them in St. Cloud, or Minneapolis, just like right after the first episode of Weird. And I was like, no. And he just got a big smile on his face. He's like, we need to watch that tonight. Yeah. So we start watching it, and I'm like, okay, this is different, like, just like, okay,
it feels like Breaking Bad when you watch it and you're like, because the some of the shots is like very much like,
oh yeah, it's got that aesthetic. And then when they get into the lab and she gets bit by the rat, I was like, it's a fucking zombie show.
It is,
like, I think just like locked in. And I do think it is. I would actually say, like, if somebody said what it was,
it's
like
post-apocalyptic. Yeah.
I'd say it's a modern day zombie show.
It's not zombies, but it's similar.
I would argue. It's zombies that won. They still plan to infect the people that and as of this last episode, we can confirm they do consume human flesh. In a form of sorts, they do eat other humans. So,
yes,
I would say,
okay.
It's not in the traditional sense, but it is. I would say it's.
And they all act very similar, but more intelligent. Mm-hmm. Okay, so me and you had a lot of discussions about this when we were talking, and me and you vastly differed on how we viewed the hive, the Pluribus. Pluribus means, you know, all of one type of thing. You and I had a different thing, because, and this is kind of like, I've had this framed in a way that I haven't heard before, and that is, do you believe the hive mind is a collection of all these voices becoming one consciousness? But, like, all the voices are there, or it's one consciousness with a billion memories. Whereas a billion people essentially died, and this one consciousness was born, but it has the memories of everybody else. And I think I know you land on the former where I land on the latter, where it's like, I think that that's just death. You're dead, but like a part of you lives, but it's like the memories of your memories live in this new entity. Whereas you're thinking like you kind of join in with everybody else.
Yeah, I don't think everybody it's death.
Else's memories.
Because if it was death, then I think the show was positing that they could go back to how they were. And to me, that's so what the metaphor I used for you, I believe, was like Earth, whatever metaphor, whatever. The example I used for you was it's like an apartment building with a bunch of people in it. And then the Pluribus is just them literally destroying all the walls in between the units. So yeah. It's just one big apartment. And so I would say is like those individuals still exist in those departments or in those apartments. But it's just that they don't care. Like, it's not like your individual, because here's the thing is like your individual needs are met. It's kind of like, yep. Yes, you sacrifice like your individuation.
You're no longer hungry. You know all the answers. You, yeah. Everything is just there.
Your when you need to rest, your body, your personage is able to go rest.
It feels like a heaven of sorts.
That's literally how I feel. I'm like, this seems like heaven to me. Like, and like the other thing that I love about it is that for me, so you see this a lot, I think, in Eastern media of like the idea of like human individuals versus the greater whole.
Oh yeah. I was going to make that same point where the Pluribus feels like it's more Eastern culture and like, and if you notice, like all the people who live in the Eastern cultures, they're all for it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like Carol, who is very individualistic, very Western, is like, this is a tragedy.
And but, so,
go on.
Well, that's like, that's actually one of my favorite parts about the show. Is like, I think it kind of is supposed to have us asking, like, so this show. First off, I want to say I think there's about 80,000 different takes you could have on what this show is about. I
fucking love this show.
And it still be valid every time. Because, like, there could be, like, you could say, like, somebody could argue, this show seems to be a critique on America's unwillingness to participate as regular individuals in the whole versus being these hyper-specialized, like, you could make that critique. The other critique I've seen is, like, oh, it's a show, like, critiquing AI when they're talking about like the you give me a new
or the internet or the or internet.
The internet. Yep. Other people, I think it's safe to say like, well, just a, once again, it's a discussion on like, is it better to have individualization if it means that we essentially say, yeah, we're fine with sacrificing like innocent lives to do this. Like, cause that is what that's the result of individualization is war, criminals, like in the hive, there's no, I mean, there could be.
There's no crime.
Yeah, the criminals are just part of the hive. Their individuation, their drive to have their whatever drives them to have to harm other human beings has been
met.
Yeah, that vindicated. Which is interesting. That's a good question. Like, what about all the like? That is one thing I do have a question for, and I hope the show addresses. Like, I do love that they've seen humanity turn into like this big like. As Carol calls it, like kumbaya, like ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But humanity also has a lot of darkness inside of us. So how does the Pluribus, does it just truly just extinguish it because everybody's needs are met? And it's just like, hey, is that what it's arguing? Is like what makes us individuals also what makes us horrible human beings?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions out there because like the show literally just takes humanity and it puts it in a microscope of like, what is humanity? What is to be an individual? What is it like to be a collective? And like, we look at like, the idea of like the hive mind, like they're essentially, there's not enough needs for them. They're essentially have to destroy themselves. But it's like humanity's already doing that too, in a sense.
Well, they don't even want to destroy themselves.
We don't know. We don't know what they, like what they want. We know that what they tell Carol or what John Cena tells Carol.
So one thing I absolutely hate about Carol's character is something one of the other characters said, which is you don't talk to them or like ask them questions. And I'm like, hell yeah. That's literally all this show should be, is just like, so what about this? And this should be like an episode of her just running scenarios through. I'm like, just Ooh, knowledge dump on me.
This might get me in my rants.
Okay. Let's do it.
So there's a lot of discourse on TikTok. There's a lot of discourse on like podcasts like this about this show, right? And there's a lot of discourse of like Carol as a character. And a lot of people hate Carol. And I'm not necessarily surprised that people hate Carol because she's a very prickly person. She's a woman. She's a lesbian. And guess what? A lot of our society in America, yeah, they don't really like that. She's not like a likable person. And I think we can agree that she's not a likable person. However, I think she's a very fascinating character because she's not a character who is for like the hive mind. She's against it. But I think what people don't realize about Carol is that they're acting like she's irrational. They're acting like she is a this hateful person, and she is a prickly person. Here's the thing, though. The world ended.
Yeah.
The world that she know is gone, and the only person she loved is dead. And this show has only been there for, or this show has taken place 12 days. 12 fucking days. Who is going to react rationally after losing their only loved one in 12 days? Especially since, you know, the whole world is gone. And so they're just like, oh, she's not nice. She's rude to the hive mind. She's this and that. And I'm like, what? One, she's prickly. I get that. But goddamn, like, she's acting pretty reasonably well for losing her loved one. She's grieving. It's 12 days in.
I think, I agree with your take on that. I think that's like part of like, well, I can't remember if you and I talked about this or if it was me and somebody else, but one of the interesting things about her is like, I think she would have accepted the hive mind if her wife, I think it was, or however, what if maybe there's, I don't know if they're married or not, but her wife hadn't died and had just been like, when, because they had said she was part of, like, she was part of the hive. Mm-hmm. So like, if she'd been there to be like, hey, it's me. Like, I mean, like, I'm not, or we are me, whatever.
Yeah.
I think she would have been more, she would have been horrified still, but having that comforting presence probably would have let her actually just sit and listen.
It would have been better.
And she could have been like, can you just talk like you are yourself? Can you just pretend? That's what I'm
saying. And they can do that. And they can do that because they can act. They can act in a certain way. Like,
but see, this guy, is the thing. I do think they can act. What's up?
What's the guy's name? Pumbaa, right? With the last episode where he's acting out the different people. Like, they can act. So, like, Helen can be there.
Helen, thank you.
She still can. And I agree with you. Yeah, if Helen was still there, I think, like, I don't know if she would have joined, but I think she would have been more for the hive mind, which you see with like other characters, their loved ones are there. They like, hey, I live with my family, even though the son can like perform heart surgery type of thing. And so, like, lost all individuality. But I just, the people hate Carol for like, because she's irrational. I'm like, who's fucking rational after losing their loved one?
Yeah, true.
Like,
one random thing I will say though is like, I don't think Helen's not dead though. Her body is dead, but she isn't dead.
I mean, her personality and individuality isn't dead.
Her individuality is dead, yes. Her
personality is dead.
I don't know if her personality, like, I think you're still, like, I think a part of your personality is still there. Like, it's hard to explain.
It's not being shown. Okay, it's not being shown, right?
But I do think they said she integrated. So to me, I'm like, oh, she's alive. Like, it's basically just cloud storage. All your brains just get dumped into cloud storage, and they just mix all the files up.
And Kumba's right. Like, she should, and like, you're right too. Like, she should be asking a lot more questions. Yeah. I agree. I probably would too. But I also have two different states in this too, where like, where I think of like what would I do in this situation, right? if I, this was like 5 years ago, I didn't have a family, I was single, like I would probably be more like Kumbaa. And like we'll discuss like Kumbaa specifically, but I'd be like more exploring the world and like living it up a little bit. Whereas like now, if I lost my family, and I think you'd feel this too, like if you lose your significant other and family, like I would be fucking devastated and probably just as pissed off as Carol is. Yeah. Like I would be upset. So I don't know. I get Carol. She's prickly. I don't think I would like her in person if I ever met her. She probably wouldn't like me. She probably doesn't like most people. That being said, I don't know. Like, I understand where she's coming from.
Yeah. I don't think she's coming from an illogical place. I do think, like...
No.
I think... See, here's my problem with Carol, actually. I do dislike Carol a lot, but it's because she's a narcissistic, manipulative person.
Is she narcissistic?
And that's nothing to do with grief. I would say she's narcissistic. She's literally acting like an abuser. Like look at how she treats... The way she treats the hive mind, she isn't treating it like these innocent people. She's like literally like, oh, if you do this, it'll make me happy. I'm going to actively try to fuck your shit up, but if you do it, I'll make me happy. Like, okay. I want my store back how it was. Like, she understands these humans are being controlled underneath their, like, not of their own volition, but she's more than happy to oblige herself of their service.
Though. Here's my whole take. I don't think it's interesting that you say that she's a narcissist, because I have another rant for people who are defend Carol, because people are defending Carol and they're using this argument that it's just like Skylar all over again. She's not Skylar, and I think Skylar is a narcissist. I think she's a toxic ass person. I think Carol is a prickly person. Someone said Carol's autistic and hates humans, or like hates people. And I think that's a closer take than she's a narcissist. I do think like she's stuck on her, she is stuck on her individuality, right? She does freak out. She's emotionally irregulated. That being said, the hive mind is murdered her wife. They killed her.
They didn't kill her. The disease, part of it killed her, but it's not them. It's not like...
The birth of the entity that is the hive mind killed her wife.
But by that logic of a baby born and it kills its mother, you're saying that baby killed its mom. And it's like, that's not the mother. The mother died in childbirth. No. And I think that's more apropos.
More akin to like a virus taking over humanity, right? And like there was casualties. If that virus or that code wasn't there, her wife would be alive.
True, but it's not.
You also got to think through Carol's mind too. She sees it as her murderer. She's constantly living in a world where her murderer is there.
I'm gonna play such a trap card on you right now.
Okay,
I'm gonna play such a trap card on you. You say Carol isn't a narcissist, but who wouldn't value their individualization more? A narcissist would never want to give up what makes them special.
True, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she's a narcissist.
I'm not saying she's 100%, but also like this is such a...
She does have narcissistic traits. I'm not going to disagree with it.
So here's the other thing. Somebody said this, and I wish I was smart enough to have this like analogy myself. But they said they feel like they were talking. I was reading about the show, and somebody's like, I feel like Carol is like, they want us to root for her, but she's like all Vincent Gilligan's other characters who are like these deeply flawed, kind of narcissistic people that have some good redeeming moment.
He does a lot of narcissistic
trope. And like, I feel like that would be
Skylar.
Walter, too. Walter's horribly.
Like, Walter, too.
And then, or like even Jimmy, like Saul, even he, like he had like some moments where like he didn't want to play. He felt smart by playing against the role. Maybe not 100%, not 100%, but he did have an ego thing.
Hold on.
Not as bad as like Walter.
Saul, I wouldn't say. I would say Saul's more ADHD than he is narcissist, in the sense that at the end, his whole arc is taking accountability for his actions so that he can help the people that he loved. Fair. That is anti-narcissism.
All right, all right. That's a very good point. But my point remains of like, this is such a thing for him to do where it's like, I'm going to make you root for this guy, but in reality, in real life, this would not be somebody you would be rooting for.
I don't think Carol has the many traits of a narcissist. I also don't think we have enough information to rather say if she is or isn't. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious how she acts moving on. I will say Vince Gilligan did say he wants to make a good guy. So I think he's doing a reverse Walter White here. I think he's giving us a person who is very unlikable. And then over the course of the series, I think we're going to really like her.
That's a really interesting idea.
I like Carol as a character. And like, this is a trope, not a trope, but this is something that like, maybe it is a trope. This is something they do in media for writing too. You make characters you hate and then you give them arcs of growth. The biggest character I can think of is Ahsoka Tano from Star Wars.
I wish I had seen the Clone Wars reference.
Yeah, you can tell Haley that I did this. She's annoying. She is rude. She's just like a very unlikable character the first how many episodes, but then she grows as a person and becomes like a better character and a better person throughout the show. Now she's a fan favorite. So
okay.
I can see that Carol can be that character potentially. I don't see it yet, but we'll see. I just think the whole way when people are like, oh, this is just, you know, people hate Carol the same way they hate Skylar White. I'm just like, no, sure. Skylar's a toxic bitch. Like, she just is. The fact that, like, yes, she was right about Walter the entire time and she called him out on his bullshit, she just never had evidence. She never had proof. And she never trusted him. Once she was toxic from the beginning, she irrationally never had a reason. Like, she irrationally was just against him as soon as he started acting off, and as soon as that, like, that the attention was off of her, because he was just this like placid man who kind of just did what she wanted. Once he started taking agency in his life,
that's
when she was just like, all right, and then started trying to knock him down. And then once she lost all control, what did she do? She go cheat with her boss just so she can have that power.
Fair, he was starting a major meth drug empire, though. Like,
fair.
That's a pretty crazy life change. Like, especially because, like, that's a life change. Like, fair. She also didn't sign up for that. I think, I would agree. Fair. Disagree with you. Fair. Skylar has her. Okay, go ahead.
Fair. However, it's not about what the other person does. It's how she reacts, right? Yes, Walter is all these things. However, she reacts in a very toxic manner from it, right? She's going to hurt Walter. She's trying to do these things.
My counter argument to that, though, is like...
And then she was written to not be a narcissist.
Also, isn't this such a Vince Gilligan? That I would agree with. She does a turn about face, like, writing-wise, like, where they definitely are like, yeah, she's more of a victim than a bad guy. But
she was a narcissist season 1 through 3.
I didn't like... She was not a great character.
She's a poorly written character, and that's really what the downside is. Like, Vince Gilligan did Skylar Wright, and then whoever the actress is, very dirty. Like, I just don't think he written Skylar to be great. But she is a toxic character. There is no defending her. Sorry.
Oh, also, this is such a Vince Gilligan episode that we're, even though we're talking about his new show, we still talk about Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's we gotta compare it to something, right?
Yeah, true. So anyways, but backtracking, because this shit's fascinating to me, but I just think that she is very manipulative and cruel to the Pluribus, where even though they're innocent people that did anything, if I came out of that, I'd be like, dude, I get you're trying to save us, but like, you could have done that in like such less of a dick way.
The breakup, she was very everyone's toxic. She had toxic patterns of like, oh, this would make me happy.
That made me so mad. I'm like, the fucking drop you.
But that being said, that is like the leverage that she has on them.
And but that's fucking narcissistic, dude, to be like, I gotta.
It is. But like, the hive mind changes ethics altogether. as well.
It does.
Like,
it really does.
And I want to talk about Kumba a little bit.
I thought it was Mr. Diabate. I don't think they've ever said his first name, haven't they?
Oh, I always just know him as Kumba. Mr. Diabate.
Well, okay. Why do you call him Kumba? Is there?
I'm looking at the fact that they call him Kumba. I don't know. In my head.
Oh, did they call him Kumba? Well, okay, well, we call him Kumba. Whatever.
I want to talk about his character because I think people love his character, right?
I think he's living up
like the playboy, like how I think, you know. But here's the thing. Here's the fucked up thing about this. I think like Kumba's like something I would do like maybe year 4, 5, 10, 20, you know, like into the hive mind. This dude's got a harem of woman day one. Day fucking one. Or maybe two. And I'm just like, we don't, like, this is wrong.
Yeah. I like his character, but I'm almost like, God, you're creepy as fuck, dude.
And like, it's weird because he asked like Carol for permission to have Zosia, and we didn't talk about Zosia yet. And it's just like, okay, he's asking for consent, but none of these women, like, what's hard about the ethical nature about this too, which is why like I can see this for myself years down the road, right? Mm-hmm. If you have no other options, or like you have 12 other options if humans for like the dating aspect of it, right? Or the romantic side of things.
This is like,
right, I don't know. This is like heavy stuff. Like, what is ethical at this point, right? And like, if the hive mind's there to say and they're giving consent, right?
The show is explicitly telling us they gave consent. The show is trying to be like, mm-hmm, they're not, mm-hmm, uncomfortable with this, and in the slightest.
And like, it's weird because it doesn't feel exactly right. So
yeah.
So like, for what Kumba's doing, I'm like, I can see this months down the road, right? Like, who's to argue that's ethical? But day fucking one, my brother just went for it. Like. Oh, okay. Like, I don't know how I feel about him, but also very baller to just be like, Air Force One, I want it. I want the most famous plane.
He's like,
no. I'm going to Las Vegas. That's where I want to be. Also, who the fuck is going to Las Vegas with no other people?
Dude, okay. So actually, this is so random. So hear me out. I want to say this. This is like my pitch real quick. What would you, if you were right now, you're in that situation, you're the pluribus, you can do anything, ask anything, go anywhere. Like, what, mm-hmm, do you do right now?
If I was a human living in it?
Yeah, if you were a human in this. Obviously. Okay, and let's get past, like, the freaking the fuck out. Like, you've accepted it.
After the grieving, I have accepted it however long, and I'm fully accepted in this world. Or it's 5 years ago, and I have an easier time accepting it. Mm-hmm. God, I would just see the world. I'd be asking all the questions. I'd be seeing the world. I'd be like going everywhere. I'd be doing all the things I would want to do that.
Well, like, what would be like the very, like, what do you think you'd be like? What would be your first, like, if you could ask, like, either go anywhere in the world or like ask any question, like one specific question, like, I gotta fucking know. Is there actually cheese in the pizza pockets? Come on now.
I would probably think of, honestly, I don't know what would be first because I don't necessarily have like that thought in mind. I would just start asking random questions like, is there aliens? Did we ever find aliens? Are you an alien? You know, John F. Kennedy, who killed him? What's the story behind it? Like, how fucked up is humanity? Like, yeah. I'd be asking those type of questions. Like, I would like want to know everything. I would also hate knowing everything. So, and I'd probably be on a plane flying to somewhere that I've never been before. Maybe Europe, maybe, I don't know. I just want to see the world. I don't know where I would want to go. I probably want to eat all the different foods, but also
they can't make it
foods,
for you anymore.
Food is drying up too.
Yeah, okay, so that's a really interesting point of this. Is like, I wonder how they're gonna handle this. Like, I do have a theory.
Can you set up a machine where I just press a button and it does all the things?
They said no. They can't do that.
What?
they won't, or like they can't do. Well, I guess you could do that though. Like you
right,
could
right, like, right, hey. Right. They don't. They're not killing anybody. They're just making the machine. So I press a button and it just automatically does that.
What they should do is something like that, where it's like, because like what I apparently they asked it this or something. I don't know how this came up in the thread. There was like a thread or an asking question. They can't participate in any part of it, because I think they said that in the show. They're like, they can't just make a machine that does it. Like, they cannot participate in it at all. But they could make a machine that will do that, but needs to have this extra button part added on, and they can't do that. You can do that. They can even walk you through it. That's how they can get around it. And then, but yeah, once you press that, like, it's just going to kind of work forever. And we might need to come back and press it if it ever stops. Yeah. So, anyways,
another question I've had is like, since Kumba or what Diabate, I'm butchering his last name.
I don't
name.
Know how they say it. I mean, it might be
just,
Kumba.
He just hangs out with John Cena. Like, who would you just like have? Like, what celebrities would you just have around and just like want to hang out with? Now, I'm not overly into like celebrity culture, but there is some that I would be like, okay, it'd be cool around.
Who would be a good hang? Ooh, that's a great question. See, the thing is, I would have to be like, yo, I know you're all part of one whole, but can you just like
act like
pretend to be like how you were before? Just so I get an idea of what it would have been like. God, this might be a hot take, but I fucking think Tim Dillon would be so hilarious to hang out with. Tim Dillon, he's an interesting motherfucking comedian. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Very funny guy. I would probably pick him, or
I think people would probably predict who I'm gonna, like, people who really know me could probably predict the one person I would want to hang out with. You,
well, obviously it would be like, okay, well, I want to say this is obvious. Like, are we taking out like obviously my family could be with me, so like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Celebrity culture. Okay, just want to make sure before people are like, "This guy's a dick." You wouldn't even.
there's one person I think I'd be pretty like, which is kind of ironic. If you like watch the shows that this person's been in, there's like one obvious one. I'm like curious if you can think of who it is. I feel like you should know.
One person.
I can't even think of like
what was it.
I feel like friends of the show, Brandon and Donald, would be able to name this one person.
I'm loving friends of the show. I think that's a great phrase. I don't know. I can't think. I also can't think of like one for even for myself. Like, I, like Tim Dillon would be funny, but I'm sure
Dillon.
I don't know. Who would it be?
Donald Glover.
That would be really cool.
I am just a fan of him, like, in general. Like, that's, I don't know if I would say man crush, but like if I had to name one, that's who I name. I just think he's a dope person. So he'd be my number one. After that, I don't know. John Cena would be dope. Just like after seeing him after Peacemaker and like watching him in interviews, I'm just like, honestly, I enjoy John Cena. Otherwise, I don't know. I would probably want to like hang out with different casts, you know? From like different TV shows and like
that would be
in that
cool.
world. Like that would be cool. Community is one of my favorite shows. Donald Glover's in it. So like I would want Danny Putty as well. Troy and Abed in the morning. I would just like just do that on repeat like every 10 minutes.
Wouldn't that get old though? Like I wouldn't want to see, I think.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Then like, you know, I can trade in like Parks and Rec crew and, you know, you get the office. I just want Jim Halpert to like get Dwight one more prank. Like just.
I would say, I would. Oh, sorry. This is what I was going to say. Tell you real quickly. Did you see that Donald Glover? I think it's actually a real thing, is making a boba tea shop.
I wouldn't be surprised at this.
It's like there's like a TikTok on it. I'll see if I can find it. But even if it's a bit, it's fucking funny as hell. Anyways.
Should we get into some of the theories before we head out?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. So a couple of the theories. They said that they cannot infect Carol with the thing, even though they figured it out. They have to get her cells, right? Mm-hmm. That being said, in the show, she did, you know, freeze her eggs.
They said that?
Oh, that's what in the show that was revealed information that Carol had her eggs frozen.
When did they say that? I don't remember that.
Episode three.
But they in said the she did not consent to giving away her things. Now they could lawyer up and say like
they need. Oh yeah, that's the lawyer aspect. They need consent to to get her stem cells from her body. But if they find her cells,
that would be
question. We have Minosos, the guy from Paraguay with the radio. He found a certain frequency, and we know frequency is huge because that's how that virus was spread to Earth. And now he's on the way to Carol. His mom approached him. There's a lot of theories that like he just never got transferred over. Like he's not immune. He just was so like isolated that they never like was able to reach him. But Minosos is on his way to Carol to talk about ways to get it over. Zosha has disappeared ever since her getting with the injection. She might be a regular human now.
This would be interesting.
That's another theory. One of my questions that I have is like, who's the villain of this season?
I think that's up to the viewer to decide.
Like, I'm not going to say Pluribus feels like a force. And like, of course, the hive mind, Pluribus, like whatever we want to call it, is the force. It's maybe the ultimate villain in a sense. But it feels like there's got to be a human antagonist in the show. Carol, a lot of viewers view her that way against everybody else. But there's like, she's supposed to be the hero on the rise. So who's the villain? Is it Kumba? I mean,
I think it'd be either. It's kind of hard to say until we know.
Is it Minosos? Is it Zosha?
I think it's either I can't pronounce his name.
I think it's Zosha.
No, Zosha would be interesting, but it's either. I think it could be Kumba. I do think it could be Kumba. That would be like an interesting. Because, like, he's kind of a friendly face, but you kind of already on edge with him. So it's like, what's he going to do to push it further? Ooh, and the other thing is, like, he is brazenly taking advantage of the Pluribus. Like,
he's Carol also brazenly won't do it for it and talks for them.
Yeah. I would say.
There's a theory that he's also integrated already. But I have a different theory for him.
What's your theory?
He's a daywalker.
Daywalker.
He is integrated, but he has his own personality.
Interesting.
Because like a lot of people are like, oh, he's integrated. Like he's copying Carol. He's very pro-hive.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, the way he goes about it is very robotic. He, a lot of ways, acts like them. So I'm just like, he almost comes across as a daywalker. Whereas, like, he has the personality, but he's hooked up.
Is he aware of it?
I don't know. Yeah, like, this might be wrong. We'll see.
Because, like, I would say, like, my only gripe with it would be, like, when we saw him at the end of, like, the last episode, is, like, him playing the part while she's not anywhere near him. That would be my counter, because that wouldn't make a lot of sense to me otherwise. But, at least with him being not aware. Like, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of some other. Okay, I have two questions, and then if you have any other like bigger talks.
Okay.
Is the hive mind human evolution, or is it an invasion plan?
Both. I think it's. I mean, it's evolution necessitated by the invasion plan, or I should say, rather like encouraged by the invasion. Well,
They don't have an answer to them dying off.
Which part? What do you mean?
So, like, if you think about it, right, they're essentially heading in 10 years, starving the planet.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them are going to die. Is that not grounds for an invasion? Like, if an alien species wanted to take over a planet.
That's true.
Could you not just send that message? They kill themselves, and then 10, 15 years, you take over a very weak species?
I mean, that could be the case, too. See, I guess it's hard to say. If it on its face as it is right now, I can't answer without look. If like I could theorize if there news straight up aliens show up, but I feel like that's a little too out there.
I don't think they'll ever show up. But it's just a question that I have.
But I do think.
And then I have like one final question, but like I want you to finish your thought.
I was just gonna say like I do think it's like. It's still human evolution. I do think it is very much so. Like, I feel like that would be the most natural step for humanity. Like, we're literally in. Like, I'm saying in reality too. Like, we are the apex predator. And what does an apex predator do when it is just there's nothing for it to go against? You start fighting each other. So then it's like evolution. Like, that's not good. You can't be like killing each other. Like,
I think of like other species that have like group think together. Mm-hmm. And I also just think of online where a lot of us have the same idea. I think of fantasy football. We all have the same, like who we want to start, who we want to bench. Like it's all the same on TikTok. Right? We're all copying each other. Mm-hmm. And like psychology also like iterates the fact that we often copy each other, even though we're not that like the authority isn't correct. Like if three people choose, like what line is longer, which one's shorter, and they're like, hey, pick the longer line, and they pick the shortest one. Like people are prone to follow the other individuals. So if three people pick it incorrectly, the fourth one's gonna pick it incorrectly, even though they're clearly wrong. And so I think of this idea of like we have this group think, thanks a lot to TikTok, thanks a lot to social media, thanks a lot to the internet as a whole. So in a way, we're already like pluribus. So it's kind of weird because it's very much like a mirror. Like it is human evolution, so to speak, and we're already living in that world.
That's interesting.
All right, last question. What catch are we missing?
I've been trying to find one, dude. Like it's like every time, this is where I do think like the pluribus isn't a bad thing because every time there would be a butt there, they address
John
it.
John Cena last episode.
Literally, like, oh my god, they eat human flesh. That's it. There it is. So yeah, we didn't, you know, we do. We're sorry. We didn't really want to tell you. It's kind of gross, but we got to do it to survive. It's
you said you're a vegetarian. Well, yeah. We said we prefer to be vegetarian. Yes. The thing is, though, like, we can't kill anything.
Yeah. Well, the
we
other
can't
thing
even pluck the vegetables.
That's so fucking crazy.
Yeah,
but I think it's every time they try to put like that, like I'm waiting for that moment of like, okay, there it is. That's why I wouldn't do it. I'm like, shit. That's
I think the catch is like Zosha comes alive, and she talks about the experience, and it's not a good one.
I mean, then that would fundamentally change the direction of the show. If as an individual you get restored back to it and you're like, oh my god, I'm so happy I'm back to being an individual.
I think it's the most interesting outcome from that thing, which is why I think she comes back. She's a human, and I also think maybe she's the villain.
So I would say here, what if this, like another crazy direction here? Not that, but like another way I think the show could go is even maybe at the end of this season or next season, because I think you said it's going to be 3 seasons total. I want to say.
At least 3 seasons.
Which I think he's got like being middle end plan. I kind of hope that would be the case because
I think it's going to be 5 or 6 and he's going to call it done. But he says there's at least 3 seasons.
Oh, okay. But I do think I could see Carol breaking the hive mind or somebody and then coming out and saying, oh my God, I don't want to be an individual. I want to go back.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
That would be the other crazy, be like, oh shit, yeah, individuality is cooked. People literally are choosing, not just like it's not forced upon them. It's genuinely a choice. That would destroy Carol's worldview, I think, on it.
It would. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just excited to see more. Like, I like the little crumbs we get each episode, which I love the episodic nature of it rather than all at once.
This is a 10-episode season, right?
9.
9, even then, that's not a bad amount. That is not a bad amount.
It's solid. I always like the 10 rather than the 8, because I feel like 8's not enough.
8, that's why, like, as long as it's more than 8, like, even 9 is substantial.
It's more than 6. Nine's not bad. I don't hate
how,
nine.
How long was season two of Last of Us episode? I can't remember.
It's two. Seven?
Yep. Yeah, that's too fucking little.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, God, dude, that's got me.
At least that's it's not season two of volume one. Sorry, Stranger Things, little thing there. All right. Any other things for Pluribus?
Dude, I'm just, this is probably one of my favorite shows. This, like, I literally the last year.
Also makes this one of the reasons why I think Stranger Things should have been weekly, because, man, I'm just talking Pluribus.
Yep, that's
I'm
show.
Thinking Pluribus.
It's good shit. Dude, Apple TV, one last thing I'll say before we go. Apple TV is really on the up and up. Severance. Dude, I started watching Severance. That shit is fucking fire.
Great show. Once you finish it, I do have an episode on it.
Oh,
that'd be cool. Yes. Donald, a friend of the show, Donald, Don Johnson, he's like in the middle of my busy season, by the way, of like Invincible, Daredevil, Last of Us. He was like, you have to watch this show. It's coming out. And then I'm like, fine. I watched the first episode. I was kind of hooked, but then I got really into it. I was like, it took me a while to watch episode two, episode three. But once I got hooked, oh, man, that show makes you think a lot.
Episode three is what got me. Two and one were good, but three was like, I was like, oh, shit. And then we just watched four last night, and I was like.
You're going to like season two, by the way. Season two is pretty good.
I'm very excited.
It answers the questions that you have, and then comes up with other questions, and like after season two you're just like, I don't know where it's gonna go, but like I need more. But you're like, but you're satisfied from season one, if that makes sense.
That makes me happy.
So it's a good show in that one. All right, well, we're gonna end it here. Thank you, Pixel Loose, Michael Schumer. That's your host, Jake Schribing, signing off. Pluribus, watch it, it's a great show.
Sayonara.